Steve, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
For folks who don't recall, we talk with you every once in a while. Tell our audience what Citizens for Tax Justice is.
We're a nonprofit organization that advocates for tax policies that are fair and sustainable.
All right. Now, according to a press release from Citizens for Tax Justice, there is now data on the top 20 corporation using reparation amnesty calls, and you think there's a problem with this. Talk about it.
Right. So basically, a group of corporations right now are asking Congress to give them a tax break for profits that they have shifted to foreign countries that they want to bring back to the United States. And we've pointed out that Congress has tried this once before. They passed this sort of repatriation amnesty in 2004. And since then, these corporations have shifted even more profits into foreign countries as a result of that. So that's one reason why we think that this repatriation amnesty for these corporations is a bad idea.
All right, and when I look at the list of some of these companies, Pfizer, Merck, Hewlett-Packard, Johnson & Johnson, IBM, Coke, Pepsi, McDonald's, the list goes on and on. How much money are we talking about?
A lot. So these are the top 20 companies that brought the largest amount of profits back under this break the last time it was done in 2004. And the total amount that was repatriated by these corporations was $182 billion.
And, you know, these companies might say, geez, Steve, you know, we're taking these funds and we're hiring people and we've got jobs and we're giving some back to charity. Why would you want to mess with this?
Well, unfortunately, last time we did this, they did not create jobs. The nonpartisan Congressional Research Service reviewed a lot of the different studies that have been done on this, and they found that the money actually did not go to job creation and investment. The money actually went to the shareholders. So the corporations ended up using this money to increase dividends, paid to shareholders and things like that, rather than actually create jobs, which is what the corporations promised to do. And that just ended up not happening.
The 20 companies that repatriated the most offshore profits under the temporary repatriation amnesty enacted by Congress in 2004 now have almost triple the amount of profits. Now tell me, what exactly does repatriation mean?
So in our tax system, a U.S. corporation is supposed to pay U.S. taxes on the profits no matter where those profits are made, but our system allows the U.S. corporations to defer the U.S. taxes on profits that they make in other countries. So, you know, this sort of gives U.S. corporations an incentive to shift profits offshore using various schemes to make their U.S. profits look like foreign profits, or to just move their operations and jobs and everything offshore so that they don't have to pay U.S. taxes until they bring those profits back to the United States. So these corporations now, they want this break to allow them to bring those profits back to the United States without really paying hardly any U.S. taxes.
That's a tax loophole.
Right.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, I mean, we think that there's a much better solution. We should get rid of the loophole that encourages these corporations to shift their profits offshore in the first place. We don't think we should have this rule that allows corporations to defer their U.S. taxes on any profits that they shift to other countries.
All right. Steve Wamoff is the legislative director for Citizens for Tax Justice. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you.